Good day, brothers and sisters, spiritual patriots, your favorite Lama and Patriot here with episode 72 of the Patriot and the Lama show. We are going to talk today about a rock in the right hands. And the rock is a metaphor, but it also is something that's biblical and has been utilized for good and evil biblically throughout times. But we're going to get into more of that. We're going to talk about, the rock and is it the rock or the hand that creates the act of righteousness or evil? And we're going to get into how at different times in history, this has changed the world. And we all are going to have a rock that we're going to have in our hands to do good with. And we're going to really get into detail about that. It looks like we're on Facebook now. Okay, good. Son Tommy Truthful, put that bat signal out. Make sure, brothers and sisters, you share, like, and comment. We're going to show you today a quote also that was put up this week on My Patriots Network that got through, the Darth Vader network of suppression on Facebook and literally blew up. And we've seen what happened. We were amazed at what was going on, and I'll show you what they're doing with other posts that we have where our engagement, they say on Facebook, if your engagement is the average people's engagement's about 0.5% or 1%. And if you're doing 6%, you're doing fantastic and you should be able to reach more and more people. We'll show you where some of our posts are doing 100% engagement versus reach, and they restrict it. So we know ABBA did this syndication. He got it past all of the Darth Vader, shields and interference, the dark forces interference, and brought this out in a way that just it blows our mind. This month on My Patriots Network, and I'm going to show you these stats, I think 5.2 million people have seen the page or something like that. And this post alone went viral. And again, it wasn't because Facebook was helping in any way, shape, or form with their dark forces. It was all purely because of the fact that ABBA wanted that message out. And he wanted us to talk to you, brothers and sisters, spiritual patriots today, about the rock that you're going to have in your hand and that you're going to utilize for good and not evil. And again, the rock is a metaphor in what we're going to be talking about today, but also it is a biblical fact in two different situations. The one with where Cain killed Abel with the rock and David killed Goliath with the rock, right? So in two incidents where people used a rock to take someone out, but one was an evil act from the dark side, and the other one was a righteous act, okay? So I don't think I need to tell you which one was evil and which one was righteous, but, the Lama last night, or, this week when we were talking about it, we were looking at this, let me go ahead and share this real quick, because I think that you need to see this right up front. And we were like blown away by what was going on here. And again, if you look at My Patriots Network, we've got about 137,458 people following this. And again, ABBA gave us the Patriot the Lama show. ABBA gave us My Patriots Network, Circle of Life, all of it, right? This is all stuff that he gave us through meditation and the spirit, to do. And, at first we didn't even know what the Patriot the Lama show was going to be about. We were thinking about it, but we know that we wanted, the spiritual patriot, like back in biblical days, back in thousands of years ago, where you had people that they stepped into their power. They were doing things that Christ was doing, when he left in ascension. And we had a lot of spiritual patriots. We need a lot of spiritual patriots now. But you can look, I told you, 5,376,715 people, 423,000 engagements. And you can see down here, this is the one 3 days ago, by the way. Well, a little more than 3 days ago, September 25th at 8:15 p.m. And it says a rock in the bad hands killed Abel, a rock in the good hands killed Goliath. it's definitely not about the Rock folks. And that was just a quote post that we put up, and you can see what happened here. I mean, the amount of people that were reached, the amount, 137,000 likes, 9,200 comments, and 84,000 shares. I would ask all of you right now to go on in there and share it. Share it, share it, share it. Because you know what? This thing caught on fire. Abba set this on fire. And I also think that he did it for another purpose. And I'll let the Lama talk about what he feels in his heart. But also, I think that he did it because I'm going to go like that real quick. You can see me okay, Lama, here? You can see the screen? I can't hear you. Can you hear me okay? Hold on. Let me stop sharing. Can you hear me now? Can you all hear me okay? I can hear you now. You're muting yourself. There you go.
I can hear you.
Okay. Could you see my screen?
Oh, yeah. You're good.
So, again, when you go through My Patriots Network's Facebook page and you look at all of the different posts that we put up, and you'll see some, you know, Facebook, if you look on Google and you do a search, you will say, oh, what's good engagement? What's bad engagement? You know, and they give you the numbers. And then go take a look and look at the fact that they have done nothing but restrict us, including throwing you folks out of these Patriot Alum shows. I can't tell you how many times I see in the comments from Facebook where they have thrown people out of this live and they have to come in over and over again and again and again just to watch this. And I'm very excited that the Fifth Circuit Court upheld the Texas law about these companies. And, you know, it'll probably end up in the Supreme Court and ABBA will win there. And then we'll all be able to be a little bit more open with our First Amendment rights. Okay. And the fact that, you know, we spend money to build a network on Facebook and then they suppress the network, which is just ridiculous. Okay. We got Sister Bonnie that happened to me getting kicked off. I mean, if people want to see our content and they want to be notified, then they should be notified and they should see the content. And I'm going to tell you folks, all of this stuff is going to get sorted out. I don't know the exact time, but I promise you it's all going to get sorted out. So Brother Rasaji, let's talk a little bit about why we wanted to talk about the Rock and the right hand can be utilized for good and evil. And again, the Rock is biblical, but it's also a metaphor based on like AI or anything that can help change the world for the good that also could be utilized for evil.
Yeah, well, I think it's very simple. I think the Heavenly Father, Jimmy, is showing people who's in real control here. Ain't Facebook, it ain't social media, it's not YouTube, it's not any of the rest of them, it's Abba. And he's saying, if I want my word to get through, my word's going to get through because my word carries life. And with that life force, his Holy Spirit being the giver of life, it just decided to show up and go through all the algorithm, mindset of the people that are trying to control everything and everything that we do. And it's the same thing with COL. I mean, every day the email list grows, every day the membership grows. And why is that happening? It's happening because that we're doing what he wants us to do. When you posted what you posted because you were guided by him to post that. And because of that, and his words ringing true over 2,000 years, they are ringing true today, because truth is truth no matter the time and culture. Truth is truth no matter the messenger or the instrument. And, you know, they can try to attack the messenger. They can try to attack the platform. The truth is undeniable. The truth survives by itself. It's a light unto consciousness in the world. And the light of truth will not be dimmed or extinguished by anybody or anything on social media I think Abba made his point very clear, brother.
Well, yeah, it's you know, of course, Facebook allows you to pay, and you can then syndicate your to your network. These are people that liked your page and have engaged in your content, and then of course you can pay, and you can utilize other platform, a paying platform, and get out to all these people. It costs you a pretty penny, right? Let me see. Are you all hearing me okay? Am I coming in loud enough? Because I'm getting the tail end of that Mercury retrograde. Again, spiritually, I feel it right up front. At the end of July, I felt what was coming at, I think it was September 10th or something like that, Mercury retrograde. And now it's ending on October 2nd. But you know what always happens to me is that the mechanical side of it comes at the end. And it's crazy because I've got now to go to tomorrow to go replace my monitor, go replace a surge compressor, and go replace my keyboard. And this all happened in the last like few days. So it's pretty, pretty cool. Llama, they're asking if you could pull your mic up a little bit more to yourself so they can hear you. We got some comments going on that. But I'm on my laptop, so, you know, the speaker's over here because I don't have enough room to put it in front of me, but hopefully y'all can hear me okay, and I will have this thing sorted out tomorrow. You are loud and clear. Rasaji sounds a bit muffled. Okay, so we'll work on that there. But, you know, so we know the two incidents that happened biblically with a rock where Cain killed Abel. You know, Adam and Eve's children, you know, two sons that they had at first. And then David killed Goliath, right? And you know, we now have another, let's say, something that can be, this is all things can be utilized for good or evil, right? The internet is being utilized for evil, but it's also being utilized for good. You know, the AI, artificial intelligence, will be utilized for evil and also will be utilized for good. So, Brother Rasaji, let me ask you a question. And, you know, as far as, you know, where we're currently at, because, you know, we've seen some of the things going on where the storms, you know, the two hurricanes and typhoons happening and all kinds of stuff happening. And we know that we're having this big event on 11/11. 2022, which is next month. It's not too far. Well, not October. I put the banner down at the bottom again, folks. It is next month, November 11th, where we will have start at 11:11 a.m. Central Time and we'll end at 2:22 p.m. Central Time. And we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to do a lot of praying and meditation. Because again, this 21 days of 4D almost vanishing, which I call the buffer zone, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Llama, because you know more about that than me. You know, that buffer zone between the 3D and the 5D, where more of the Lord of the Rings type of deal plays out, where the battle of angels and demons are happening in the 4D in a very big way, even when Daniel had done his prayer and he was waiting for an answer. It took over 21 days to get the answer because they were fighting the king of Persia, which usually referred to Satan or his minion demons or, you know, in that 4D in order to get through him. So there's a battle raging. But, you know, I really believe that, you know, when we put that post up, you know, it does also, it's about the Second Amendment too, right? That, you know, people talk about weapons. You know, I think that Christ said when he was on this planet that if you have to sell your robe to get a sword, right? Did he not say that, Brother Rasaji? And did he not say that he didn't come to bring peace? He came to bring a sword. So can you talk a little bit based on a spiritual patriot side of the equation, you know, how you feel about the rocks that we're all going to be given with, which is our, you know, you have said it many, many times, you know, one of the most powerful rocks that we have is, you know, what's around your neck and what's in my hand, and, you know, giving thanksgiving and prayers and you know, dispatching angels and declaring, decreeing. I mean, we got some really powerful rocks at our disposal here in this war that we're in right now, yeah. This spiritual battle.
People might want to go check out the store at recited.com, and they'll see the arsenal that we believe this war is about, and teach them how to defend themselves in the war that is actually upon us, this war of information, this war of disinformation, war against God, war against God's people, war against the civic liberties of God's people. That's all the war that's going on. As far as making reference to what you said earlier with the portal of Shiva that's happening on 11/11, the resistance of the 4D that people usually have when it's good or bad karma coming to them will be accelerated for 21 days. Because it'll appear that the fourth dimension doesn't really exist. So for people expecting a blessing, wow, that's really powerful. That blessing's going to show up. But if you're expecting judgment, and especially if it's some harsh judgment, well, it's probably not a better time for you to contemplate getting closer to the Creator and getting closer right now. The other thing that's very powerful is that there are enough spiritual warriors here that as they tune in to 11/11, as you know, we'll be broadcasting to thousands of people around the world and over 40 different countries will be simulcasting this broadcast. And it's going to be enough people that the portal will not 100% close. We'll keep the portal open. And what's unusual about this portal, there are many portals on the planet. As I said the other day, you can look at a weather event like a tornado or a hurricane. That's definitely a portal. When you see the swirls of those energies, they're very temporary portals, but they can do a lot of damage. So just imagine that most portals are built from the earth up or from 3D to 5D. This is a portal that's opening from 5D to 3D. It's significant. Wow. It means that heaven is opening its door and it's going to expedite people that have been working on raising their vibrations in a very positive way. But it's going to be hard on people that have been looking through the veil of death. They've been manifesting the death. The people that are behind the mistreating of God's innocent on the planet, let's just keep it at that. I wouldn't want to be them the next those 21 days. But more importantly, the 33 years is going to come after the 21 days, Jimmy. That's going to be where the rubber meets the road. Because just imagine, we're going to be dealing with an atmospheric condition on an energy level that's not like anything we've seen before. And probably the closest to that time was probably during the birth of Christ. So I think people need to get ready. I think the storms you're seeing happen in the last, 72 hours will tell you. We have been telling people the latest on the Lamasery that to expect multiple storms simultaneously. I think you'll see that continue and accelerate. I think you'll see things play havoc in the financial markets as everything adjusts. I think you're seeing temporary band-aids in Congress and the Senate and with the RV, but I think you're getting ready to see in the next 33 years everything be turned upside down, and you're going to understand the meaning when Jesus said, you know, tear down this temple in 3 days, I will raise her up. And he wasn't just talking about his physical body. He was also using a metaphor of everything that was going to happen. I really believe we are getting ready to experience that metaphor again, brother. Back to you.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And again, Brother Rasaji, check your speaker to your mic to, you know, Brother Jeff is getting a little low. Turn up your volume, everybody. I can hear Brother Rasaji pretty good. I got my earplugs in here, but turn it up. The one thing, again, is everything can be utilized for good or evil, pretty much. You know, you can have good people and evil people in control of everything. One of my prayers every single day is about getting God's people in control of all the pillars of society, because we know what's happened in the educational system that, and this is a weapon of war. I mean, warfare, what more than to indoctrinate the youth to hate a country that they live in and hate everything that happened in the past in order to change the future, right? I mean, you know, as people were lackadaisical, all of us sitting by, and now that, you know, more parents after, you know, the situation that started in 2020, more parents got more involved in their children's education. And then they started to see what was going on at the indoctrination level. There has been now, things happening, right? But there's been decades and decades and decades of this indoctrination and in our educational system, which is one of the pillars of society. Because without knowledge, we perish, right? So what better to indoctrinate the children and the youth to change the future generation? Excuse me, folks, get a little water here. Are you okay, Llama?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just double checking my audio.
Okay. So we have to get involved and start taking those things over. Hold on. I got a little bit of a cold here, or a summer cold, or somebody's trying to stop me from talking. Sorry about that, folks. Let me get another little sip of water and I should be good to go here.
Good to go.
But, you know, there's something else going on. You know, we were talking about good frequencies and bad frequencies and how they use these bad frequencies as weapons of warfare to mess people up. And we were talking the other day about, you know, the power of creation of us human beings, where the people that are of God's DNA, purely, your sons and daughters of the Creator. So you're creating, whether you know it consciously or not, you're creating your life. You're creating your surroundings, your situation around yourself. But, you know, we were talking about this, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about, you know, these people are creating their own elementors. You know, like they're creating their own beings that literally can start taking possession of them and getting them to act in specific ways based on what that being is constructed of, whether it's good or evil. And there are beings of light that don't have good intentions either, right? And so, you know, when this portal opens up and you're removing that buffer zone, a lot of people out there on this planet, they're not, I don't think they're ready for that, myself personally. What would you say to the folks? What is their weapons during that period of time, you know, to get more grounded, to get, you know, to go into a more of a transformation phase, not a judgment phase. And then, you know, people that have been working for a long, long time on themselves, there could be some ascension going on, right? So what is your, you know, your recommendation for the folks out there, you know, to get ready for this? Because we're now one day away. Tomorrow's September 30th, which just this year has went, like, I can't even believe how fast it's went. We are about 6 weeks away from that date. It's following, you know, what's going on with the elections here in the United States a few days afterwards, right? you know what my wife told me about how she feels what's going to happen. I know what you've said that's going to happen. How do people prepare themselves for that? They don't have a lot of time to get ready. And I think if this catches people off guard, it's going to throw them for a serious loop here.
Well, I would say the simplest way, and of course, we talked about this, Jimmy, and one of the reasons we created the 45-day challenge is that was the most simplest way to raise a person's vibration. I would say on the positive end, the things that we designed for the 45-day challenge helps keep your energy level up, keep your frequency vibrating higher. That's the key on the offensive end. Now let's talk about what to do on the defensive end, right? Because, you know, I'm a student of martial arts for several decades. So we got to look at the offense and the defense. On the defensive end, and you alluded to this, if you can go that 45-day period and or 21-day period especially, while the portal is open, you might as well start today if you start the 45-day challenge to prepare. Try not to judge anybody. Try not to condemn anybody, because you're going to see that come back to the people who are judging people, and especially if they're judging people harshly. You're going to see that come back so fast. It's going to be like a shoehorn. I mean, you just imagine a boomerang. The boomerang is going to come back just so quickly during this time. You're going to see mouths of false prophets. They're going to be talking on air, and you're going to see Holy Spirit just shut them up. If the show will go off or whatever. I mean, you're just going to see. You're going to see things happen on the television that will blow your mind. You're going to see things happening in sporting events, artistic events that's going to blow your mind. You're going to see them things happen in and out of space. You're going to see people talking about asteroids and meteors and things like, where is this faraway star happening? Who was this and that people? Who were first on the planet? You're going to see some discoveries that's going to come up that have been lurking. All these kind of things, multiple storms are going to be happening simultaneously. You'll see all of this happen. And the people who are spiritually grounded and understand how to use acute discernment will be fine. You know, on the Wellness Wednesday that usually we film on Tuesday and we broadcast on Wednesday, we did a meditation that I would invite everybody to do, and they can do for free. They go to Rasaji.com and click on the channels. They will see one of the channels as Wellness Wednesday. We did a meditation called the Eye of the Storm meditation. Learn that meditation. That can be an invaluable meditation, because storm is coming, and the storm that I'm talking about coming makes the storms we've seen in the Atlantic Ocean this last week seem like small potatoes. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and so you know, we can feel, like, I can feel the energies increasing, and that something's gonna, you know, like, release, you know what I mean? It's going to be released into the atmosphere. And again, our weapons of warfare here, you know, our stones, when David went up against Goliath, remember, Goliath was killing people left and right. He was just taking them out and slaying them. And, you know, this little skinny shepherd boy, David, he's like, well, I'm going to, you know, he's full of the Holy Spirit. He's full of God's Spirit. And he's like, I'm going to go shut this big mouth up. I'm going to take him out. You know what I mean? I'm going to take him down. Well, confidence is something that you must have. You must believe as truth and have faith and be fearless, right? Be fearless. We talked about that yesterday on the Mastermind webinar where, you know, God didn't put us here to be a bunch of cowards hiding behind couches or under a table or in a basement somewhere or in an underground bunker. He brought us here to stand out and be, be boisterous, for what's right, and to pray and dispatch his angels and to declare and decree and to come together and pray. You know, I think our most powerful weapon, on this planet, not that I think, I know, is the power of prayer, and the power of group prayer intensifies that tremendously because you're now dispatching, millions upon millions, in some cases, billions of angels to do the will of God through us. You know, another thing that happens on 11/11 is that it's Veterans Day. So is that a coincidence that this is all happening, on Veterans Day this year? Brother Versace?
Oh, absolutely not. I didn't know it was a question. First of all, if people go to your fan page that recently, Jimmy, got an enormous amount of traffic, which is well overdue, they'll start to see something that they will not see on just any Patriots fan page or website. You got to understand there's Patriots and there's spiritual Patriots. And that's the real key. I mean, we're looking for the people that have the kind of spine like Isaiah had, and Elijah had, and Mother Mary had. We're looking for souls that have this kind of strength because this is what's needed right now. There is a battle going on in 4D between light and darkness that is reflected right now in 3D. And in about 6 weeks, for 21 days, you're going to get a snapshot of what that looks like. You're going to see the extreme of positive. People are going to be talking about seeing angels for the first time. And yet scripture tells us, turn to the Lord and you will be a minister to by angels. So they're going to see the angels of light. Some people are going to see some angels of darkness. And they're going to find that that's a little difficult to handle and to deal with. You're going to see the best and the worst of humans for about 21 days. You're going to, we've been seeing that. You're going to be seeing what's been hidden. What's being hidden, God is going to reveal. He's going to shine a flashlight on what's been hidden. So that you spiritual brothers and sisters, especially the spiritual patriots, that their action is a lot more than sitting on the couch and channel surfing or popping a beer tap. In other words, we're looking for the people that's going to get it done and that'll help bring this world back to God because it is his world. It is his world. This everything that's here, he put it here directly or indirectly. He's responsible for it. But there is enough of us here today that can make the difference. And during the 21 days, we can keep our vibrations high, keep our judgments to ourselves, and honor people in a way that you've always wanted to be honored. Serve people in a way that you wish you were served. And just remember, for the next 6 weeks, do that 45-day challenge and prepare it this way. Everybody that comes in my pathway, the way I'm going to treat them is that Christ is hiding in their body. And I know it, and the Holy Spirit knows it. And Christ wants to come out of them just like Lazarus coming right out of the tomb. So you have that power inside of you being one of his holy children. And we are all called to holiness. And I want you to use that power, those 21 days, to bring forth as many of his those souls back to the Heavenly Father. And that is why a human being is on the planet. And it was demonstrated to us by the Master of Masters from Galilee. And we're supposed to walk in that footsteps. But it ain't going to be good enough anymore for you to sit back in that pew. And as the preacher's preaching, just think about it. This is going to be time to act. This is going to be the time to take action. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and I seen a comment where one of the Christian brothers and sisters, friends, felt that the number 11 is a dark side number. And I want to talk about what it says about the number 1111 biblically. And what it says is, and this is very profound, and, you know, we talk about numbers here all the time, Brother Rosaji, as you know, and God is the master at numbers. He's the there's nobody that can do numbers like Abba. And, you know, 1111 is considered to be a symbol of a wake-up call and spiritual awakening. A wake-up call and spiritual awakening. And we talked about this before where, you know, unfortunately, this planet has to be shaken to awaken the folks, most folks. And again, God can protect his people always from the tremendous amount of shaking. Not only can he protect them, but he can bless them beyond measure. You cannot out-bless God. You cannot out-bless him. What you can do is you can build a real relationship with him and his son, meditate, which means listen, thanks, give thanksgiving always. Don't always ask. You know, God isn't your Santa Claus where you're coming and giving him your shopping list. You know, you're thanking him for all that you have. You show that you're a good steward. You show that you truly in your heart want a real relationship, that you're going to work on that. There's nothing more important in your life than that. Nobody and nothing more important in your life than building a real relationship. Start stepping into your power. And when you do, you're going to see manifestation happening a lot. You're going to see people that can't stand to be around you. Okay. Maybe some family.
Let me read to you what the number 11 is. Okay, so here we go. 11 is a powerful number that is often referred to as the spiritual messenger. This number carries with it both the positive and negative assertions. On one hand, 11 can represent the need to make an urgent change in being. The 11th hour, think of that saying, oh my gosh, it's the 11th hour, which is the last hour before midnight when everything needs to change. It is the element of change. But on the other side, 11 is connected to one's destiny. In other words, seeing 11 can tell you a lot about your life path and why God puts you here in the first place. I think that kind of says it all, brother.
And when you put it together, 1111 is considered to be a symbol of wake-up call and spiritual awakening. What more, you know, do you need than that of what's going to be happening? Not only the 21 days where 4D almost fades away as the buffer zone, but the 33 years thereafter, where, you know, this thing is going to change dramatically on this planet and for the better. But the shaking, the waking up, I mean, do you feel, folks, do you feel that the people that got hit directly in Florida, and we pray for all of them, we've been praying for them, they got a lot of water, a lot of things going on. But let me ask you a question. Yesterday, when that hurricane hit directly on the west side of Florida, do you think the people that were right in the middle of the mix of it, the most powerful point of it, didn't feel like it was the end? Didn't feel like this is it? You know what I mean? This thing's going to take us out. And it'll be a miracle when we go through this. There'll be loss of life. But again, Abba will show how powerful the force of nature is, but then also how merciful he is to not have millions die within it. Okay. And again, when 11/11 comes and these 21 days come and then these 33 years come, it's about what side of this are you going to be on? And are you going to get those weapons of warfare? We love the saying again, the rock. That's why we wanted to name it that today, because we looked at that really resonated with people. You know, people are concerned, you know, everybody has a right to protect themselves. And when you're, if Christ told us to sell our clothes to get a sword, and then he did not bring, come here to bring peace. He came here to bring a sword. And he was a very controversial figure, wasn't he? Because the religious elite and the political elite didn't want anything to do with him. The religious elite didn't want him involved in anything because they didn't want people to know they had a direct connection to the Almighty through Christ. And they didn't, because they're the ones. You have to praise them. You have to worship them. They're the ones that get you to get forgiven for your sins. How dare Christ come in and change that up? The political elite didn't want him because they wanted power. They want to control the people. So did the religious elite, right? But the political elite didn't want it. Listen, our political elite and our religious elite of this day is no better than back then. Maybe we have a case that they're worse. Okay? So we're not here to play politics with these people. We're here to bring God's will to this planet. All you brother and sister spiritual patriots, we're here to bring God's will to this planet. And you might be casting your stones like David did, and he took Goliath out when Goliath was breaking everybody down. A little skinny shepherd boy with a sling and a rock took him out. Then not only took him out, but then went over there and cut his head off with a sword that weighed almost as much as he did. We have our rocks, our righteous rocks, to be throwing at the darkness and taking these people out through prayer and declaring and decreeing and dispatching Abba's warring angels, and dispatching his angels of provision for his people, dispatching his angels of healing for his people, dispatching his angels of knowledge and wisdom for his people. But also, again, like I said, dispatching his warring angels to take these people out that want to create World War III or want to bring in a new world order. Yeah, there's going to be a new world order, but not by them. There's going to be a new world order by the Most High, the creator of all things. And us, his people, his sons and daughters, will help create that. Okay? We're going to see a lot going on, and I can see things heating up. If you look at the volcano eruptions around the world and you go back and you look at the charts and the data, more things are happening. More earthquakes are happening. More weather disasters are going to happen. This world is going to be shaken to its core to wake up as many people as possible, because God, the creator of all things, is that merciful. He doesn't want one soul to not wake up. He wants as many people to wake up as possible. Brother Rasaji, you know, the latest of the Lamasery, and I would recommend everybody that's not part of Rasaji.com, the Circle of Life free community, get in there. You get access to the latest of the Lamasery every single week. These are powerful, powerful updates. I mean, very powerful. I mean, the comments on the last one just was incredible. Make sure that you do that. Also, by being part of that free membership, you're going to be able to log in and watch the live that we're going to be doing on 11/11 and be involved in the prayer and the meditation. It's costing you absolutely nothing. And at this time, I would ask all the brothers and sisters that are involved in Circle of Life at Rasaji.com to please put in your comments what's happening to you. Because I just put up three more testimonials of sisters in their 70s and 80s. And I got to tell you, the last three that are up there, by the way, take a look at them. I got to tell you something. I am amazed every time I read these testimonials. I get so much more grateful, and I'm grateful massively. But just to be involved in what we're doing here, folks, to see things happening. A 76-year-old young sister chopping wood, chopping a whole truckload of wood. The neighbor was in shock, couldn't believe it, and going through healing and closer to Abba than ever before and talking to Abba just like we're talking right now to you. You have a right to talk to Abba just like we're talking to you right now. With no interference, with no intermediator, you have direct connect. So utilize that. Build that relationship. There's nobody on this planet more important than Abba and his son and the spirit within you from them. No, nothing more important that you build a relationship. Not your husband, not your wife, not your children, nobody. Not your boss, not your business partners, nobody. That's the most important relationship. And the 45-day challenge and what's being taught at the Circle of Life is setting that on fire. Okay? I'm in the middle of my second birth. And I got to tell you, I got to be very careful what I think and what I say. Because if I say something to somebody, I could put them in bed. I could make them sick. I could do lots of damage to them based on my words. That's how powerful it's getting. But I can also do a lot of good. Because the Lama and I and the Lamasery, that you see that big giant hurricane that was coming my way straight for me? Oh, that baby turned over to the right. Turned over to the right. And this big, powerful one that was coming straight for the Lama over there, straight for him? Why you think that? Because you've got good and evil forces working on this weather too, by the way. But God always wins. And you don't think he's going to protect his people? You don't think he's going to protect his generals and his army? Of course he is. People are going to see miracles and protection like they've never seen before. I'm talking about back in the days where Egypt was getting hammered with Moses, through God through Moses, but yet Goshen, where the Hebrews were, wasn't getting touched. We're going to see stuff like that happening in commonplace. Okay. So, you know, Brother Rasaji, I mean, you know, you got a good handle on all this. You know, your latest from the Lamasery was very touching about the young ones. Right. And anyone who didn't watch that, you know, you need to watch that about what was just happening. We lost a good spiritual patriot, a warrior, a freaking multiple sensei warrior, patriot spirit, a spiritual patriot that was in there saving the young ones. If you haven't watched that, ladies from the Lamasery, please watch it and comment on it from your heart. Pray on it. Meditate on it. You know, the one thing that I love about the people at the Circle of Life and people that do have discernment and do have a relationship is they understand truth versus lies. Yes. And there's a lot of people lying out there, a lot of false prophets lying out there. But you said something to me today about, you know, there's a lot of fear porn going on. And you said that it isn't even going to be 10% of what some of these people are saying. I know that you also said, though, natural disasters are going to happen simultaneously like we've never seen before, and to wake people up. Can you kind of explain the difference between those two things that you're saying there, Brother Rasaji, you know, about on one hand that we're going to see a lot of this, but at the other hand, you know, there's people that are prophesizing the whole total destruction of the United States of America.
Well, and the Lamasery has been around for 3 millennia. And as we get close to a millennium, either right before or right afterwards, the people have a pattern of the doom and gloom of the time. This is not the first time. Just because we have the internet and it's so accessible, it's not the first time that people have made a lot of the predictions that they have made. A lot of these people that profess to be spiritual oracles are working primarily in the psychic 4D realm. And you get a real mismatch in the 4D realm. I mean, there's as much light and darkness there is in any point of creation. You see the extremity of light and darkness. a lot of times what they're relating to the macrocosmic of the world is really a reflection of their own inner microcosmic chalice in their own world. They have a tendency to project that as if what's happening in their world needs to happen in everybody else's world. When you are in alignment with spirit and you've been used to having a relationship with the Almighty for 50 years or more, when you've been consciously into 4D, you have died and gone to heaven, and then several hundred times gone to heaven without dying, you're able to see truth for truth. And what is truly false, you are also able to see. And, you know, it's been an eye-opener to this Lama. It's been very humbling to begin to learn the ways of God, to learn about his laws, and to understand great patriots like Boganathar, that was our first Lama, or we refer to him as Uncle Enoch out of the Old Testament. You know, these are two beings that both came from totally two different cultures that were exposed to two totally different teachings and cultures and time frames, and yet came to the same place. There's an ancient saying, Jimmy, that all roads eventually lead to Rome, but there's many different ways to get there. One key way to get there is to raise your vibration as quickly as you possibly can. But along that pathway, there are many curves and crevices and people trying to misrepresent themselves, people trying to get you to turn your head and not focus on what's at hand. You know, there was a statement done, you know, by the Christ, and that is, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its glory, and everything else will be added onto you. If there was ever a time to seek heaven and understand that heaven is a vibration away, it's not a place that you go to. It's where your soul and your heart become one. And when your soul and your heart become fused and merged together, there is the living truth. And according to Christ Jesus, he said, then you live beyond the law. And that is what we need from our brothers and sisters. And you know what, Jimmy? I think there's a lot of people on here today that have that kind of courage. I think they have that kind of love, not only for God, or they wouldn't be here, but I think they also have that for his humanity. Remember, this is not my humanity. It's not Jimmy's humanity. This is the Heavenly Father's humanity. And those 144,000, that's his spiritual family. And there are so many of them on the earth right now, yielding to the best that God has given to them. It's time for you to look in the mirror, maybe do a mirror meditation and say, Abba, how can I give you my best and my greatest? If there was ever a time for that, brother, that time is now upon us. Back to you.
Well, I can see how the great revival is going to happen, because the shaking is going to be quite intense. And a lot of people are going to think about, okay, you know what? I'm not just going to say this. I'm going to do it. Because the thing that I see training thousands and thousands of people over the years is that most people want to change. Most people want a better relationship with the Creator. Most people want better health. Most people want better wealth. but most are not willing to do what it takes to get it. I think what we're going to see here is that more people are going to do what it's willing, what it takes to do it, because they're going to be so terrified of the other side of it that they're going to make the time in to do it, right? So that's really, really important. You know, what do you think about that, Brother Rashad?
Well, you know what comes to mind? I see John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and I see the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin up on the mountain making fun of the people that are coming to him as he yells, repent and get ready for the coming of the Lord. And I think about, you know, here is Jesus's cousin that is 6 months older than Jesus, and he's preparing the way for the one that he says, I am not fit to even tie the sandals of the one who comes after me. So I think we're coming back to that moment. I want everybody to think about what that moment was right before Christ walked into the River Jordan, and the dove descended from on high, and it was, this is my son whom am well pleased. I want people to think about that moment and think of the insight that his cousin John the Baptist have. He knew what was coming, and he also knew that just any moment that his cousin was going to step into the water. When that happened, he knew that he would have his walking papers from the Heavenly Father. And he did not have any doubt, knowing his cousin and his cousin's training and who his cousin was, that he was going to not yield to that mission. That mission became one in the same. See, when we have the spiritual patriots that we're looking for, that will do God's bidding, there will be nothing in heaven and hell or on earth that will keep them from doing that mission. You will know that they're not separate from the mission. They are absolutely living the mission. That's where passion, brother, becomes compassion. Because now you're communicating God's passion to the rest of the world. That's who we're speaking to. That's who's being called now. That's who's being chosen, brother.
That's 100%. And, you know, somebody was talking about they don't like earthquakes. Well, the ground is going to shake. And you got to understand that all of this negative vibration that's going on right now with most of the people that are completely unconscious, right? You know, there's organizations out there talking about consciousness, and they're the most unconscious people I've ever seen on this planet. And there's a lot of people that are unconscious, and they've got all that negative vibration, and they're creating all of these things like what they call these elementors, which blows my mind. I was talking to the Lama about it the other day. Because, you know, we are creators. We are, you know, sons and daughters of the Most High, and our thoughts become things, and our vibration attracts what we're vibrating. So we're so powerful that we don't even understand that. Most people don't, and they don't watch what they're doing. They let their mind master them. They don't master their mind. They don't master their words. They don't master their thoughts. They don't stay on guard at all times to make sure that their vibration is working. They don't use things like the Lama. You know, he's got his band on. Okay, I left mine in Austin, but I'll be back there to get it. They don't do anything to protect themselves. They don't do anything to fight off the bad vibrations, right? So, you know, talk a little bit about that, Lama. I got somebody knocking on my door, but talk about that. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, I mean, one of the key things that people have to learn to do, you have to be really good at that. You know, I did a daily Lama that'll come out I think the first of the week. We usually record them several days in advance, and the team will get together and suggest what that topic is, what is trending on the internet, especially in regards to the llama, if it's to do with health and spirituality, because that needs to be the cornerstone of your development. You've often heard people say, oh, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Well, I have to take it a little bit stronger than that. You first have to have your spirituality. Because number one, the strongest nutritional force you have actually comes from your soul. There's no higher vibration or vitamin or mineral in the world that can treat you as high is the nutrition that comes directly from your soul. So that's number one. There's no healer greater than the Heavenly Father. So if I have the most powerful force in the universe and the most powerful healer in the universe, have my back. See, that's my foundation. Then from there, I listen to the Heavenly Father, and he begins to tell me what I should be drinking. He tells me what I should be eating. More importantly, he tells me how often I should be eating and what. And then I have that foundation. The next thing he's going to do is that he's going to bring into my life people like Jimmy Swin. He's going to bring into my life the sage of the South. The sage of the South called the llama today at 8 o'clock to make sure the llama was okay in Florida. That'll just tell you what kind of person Joseph Land is. And that's how our people are, because we care about each other. We want to make sure each other's not in harm's way. And when you do all these things together, what is the bottom thing that accomplishes? Well, you have an attitude of gratitude. And the moment you have an attitude of gratitude, you now have the keys to the door of abundance. See, that is the magical key of abundance. When I was in Tibet, they had me reading scripture constantly. Constantly, I was into the Bible at least 2 hours every day, reading it inside and outside, reading books about the Bible that I had never read before outside the lamasery. Came across a passage that is a young adept on his way to mastership that baffled my mind. And that this was the part of scripture. It says, be thankful in all things, and you shall be made glorious. And I went, what? I remember 2 years ago before that, I had seen my best friend killed right in front of me from high school. I thought about my illness on the operating table in 1968 when my body stopped functioning. I remember an old girlfriend committed suicide along the way. Later years, my father committed. I said, how in the world can you be thankful when things are going bad? And then I remember all of a sudden there was another passage in scripture. And this other passage was the opposite side of this passage. And it says, you say you need no more, and that which you have, I shall too take from you. And I thought to myself, oh my God, that's the opposite of Thanksgiving. That was the turning point in my life, that even though I'd had major healing in my life, I'd already been studying with the lamas for a couple of years, I realized my mind's attitude still wasn't ready to become a master because I still wasn't using all the power of my mind to work for me. So that next day I got up, and before I even went to the bathroom, I started thanking God for everything in my life that was important. About a month later, after using the bathroom, I found myself lighting the candles before prayer. And the thanksgiving carried over into lighting prayers. Today, from the time I wake up till about 15 to 20 minutes into meditation, I spend all that time thanking God for everything he's brought in my life, in my body, in my spirit, in my bank accounts, my partnerships. I thank all of it. And now all of a sudden I feel worthy to talk to him. And I realize, oh my God, it took all that time for me. I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, the moment I took the attitude of gratitude, everything in my life changed. That's the cosmic turning point in your life. If you can today, no matter how bad you're hurting, no matter how empty your bank account is, no matter whether you got divorced last week or you lost a loved one, all of a sudden you can turn to God and just thank him for what he has in your life. From that day forward, he will multiply that in your life. Thank him for love and he will multiply your love. Thank him for the riches he has brought you and he will multiply those riches. If you can heed the Lama's words today and know that they're coming from on high, and that God is speaking to you, turn to him. Be thankful that he's protected you from the storms in life. Be thankful that he's caring for your family and your loved ones, because he's doing it when you are not. He's doing it when you are sleeping. You know what? He's doing it even when you're cursing him because you don't know better. He's still doing it. Give him thanks and praise, and he will multiply and bless your life beyond King Solomon. Back to you, brother. It's like our broadcast frozen. I cannot hear you, brother.
Sorry about that. Was I off there? You I had somebody trying to deliver me something over here at the house. I said, hey, I'm on the webinar. You shouldn't be knocking on the door. I guess I'm getting another door. Luckily, I'll be home on Friday of next week in Austin. But I've got a big gate being made downstairs to come up on the second floor that I will be locking in the future because I have a little bit of a language barrier here. But, you know, you said something about attitude of gratitude is very important. It's absolutely important. And we've had people that have heard us talk about, you know, being thankful and being, you know, instead of asking thanks. And they have seen transformation happening in their life like they've never seen before, just by implementing being thankful. Now, what I would say, too, is you hear the statement about a couple that's prays together will stay together. Well, that also is true in statement for business partners. And Brother Rasaji and I will open up prayer lots of times. And you know that we always pray after the mastermind webinar. We pray for our brothers and sisters after the Patron Lama show, after the private member webinar, after the teacher and the debt. We pray. Can you hear me now? Are you okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, brother.
Okay, because Brother Jeff can't hear me, said no sound. Okay, maybe there's a little delay on that. But, you know, I would say that all of us have to pray together. All of us have to stay together by praying together. And the power in group prayer, which we did actually a Patron Lama show, I think we did a one about group prayer, is more powerful than anything. And yesterday we were talking on the Mastermind webinar about the 144,000 and how that was to change a billion people's lives. Well, when I punched in the calculator over here, I said, okay, let me take a billion people. Let me divide that by 144,000 people. And I came out with 6,944.44444444444. And we started looking at the importance of that number, because it doesn't take that many people. Like one person that's righteous can save a whole town. Like look at Sodom and Gomorrah. When Abraham was saying, well, how about if there's, you know, he was, you know, basically going back and forth with God, you know, making a case for, well, hey, don't destroy this whole city if there's this many people righteous in it. And hey, don't destroy this city if there's this. And they kept on going down and down and down and down and down till they got to one righteous person. God said, for one righteous person, I will not destroy the city. That's the effect, brothers and sisters, that you have. God will spare a whole city, a whole town, a whole state, a whole country for a righteous person. And he will protect that righteous person and their family. Just like he did with me and my wife and my mother and father-in-law down here in Dominican Republic. And just like he did for the Lama and our other folks over in Florida just now. Okay. So I'm hoping you all can hear me. They mess with the feed on purpose. You know, some people say we're coming in great. Some people say that we're not. They're doing that on purpose. Believe me, I'm telling you, there's easy technology to do that stuff. But again, don't think ever, ever that you're insignificant. You are very significant. And you are the sons and daughters of God. And you have tremendous amounts of power, but if you don't use it, if you don't step into it, then how are you going to help us change this planet? You need to step in it. Read these testimonials that are coming into Rasaji.com. Read these comments that came in about the 45-day challenge in the circle of life. Again, this is foundational stuff. Like on the mastermind webinars, we teach you also how to fish, right? How to build multiple streams of income and all of that. But without this foundational spiritual connection and spiritual development and building a real relationship with the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit, all these other things will never get to the potential that they were meant to get to if you're not doing that first and foremost, okay? And again, like our favorite Lama said, as people, you know, people will see angels, people will see demons. People will see a lot of different things. Remember, this 5D, 4D, 3D, 4D being the buffer zone, if that's eliminated for a period of time, imagine not only goods coming in, but also the other side of the equation's coming in. And what are you vibrating at? Because whatever you're vibrating at, it's going to take it and supercharge it. So my question to you would be, if you haven't done it yet, or you got a million excuses why you're not doing it, when are you going to do the 45-day challenge? When are you going to get into Circle of Life at Rasaji.com for free if you're not? When are you going to start working on your relationship with the Creator and stepping into your power and opening up all your portals? You want to call them freaking chakras? I don't care. You know what I mean? I've been involved in energy wellness since 2016, and I've been involved in frequency for decades. I don't care what you call them. When are you going to start doing it to get yourself to step into your power so that you are a significant force that can save a town, that can save a city, that can save a county, that can save a state, that can save a country because of your favor with the Most High? We are going to change this planet, folks. And we know that you brothers and sisters that are here with us, a lot of you are going to be there too. But I'm talking to the ones that are not there yet, that are not working on getting there. This is a lifetime thing. It's not a 5-minute thing. You know, the microwave mentality of humanity is sad. You know, You have to work for things. You have to work hard, right? And you have to believe as truth. A lot of people don't believe anymore. You know, they don't believe. They don't know how powerful they are. They don't know that they're creating their whole reality. Right now, if you're financially in trouble, you created that. If you've got a bunch of sickness going on and all kinds of stuff, unfortunately, you created that too. Whatever your situation is, you created it. But you can uncreate that very rapidly. And the most important way of doing it is stepping into your power, building that relationship with Abba first and foremost, and the Son and the Spirit, and then stepping into your power, going into the community, learning what to do, how you can open up. I mean, for goodness sakes, my dad, God rest his soul, he had me working out 5 days a week, bicep, tricep, chest, legs. Look, I mean, I've never done an easier exercise in my life and seeing the kind of results. All the weightlifting I did in my entire life, all the sports that I played in my entire life, never even come close to what I've been doing for the last, 20 months now?
That sounds Brother right. That sounds right.
And what I've seen happen to me in every which way, from physical to mental to wealth, everything. And when this thing's being shaken like no tomorrow, and it is being shaken right now, it's being shaken. There's people thinking, oh my God, what's going on here in the United States? We got like a freak show running this country, and it's a mad, it's like mad. You wouldn't even believe it. No one could even write it. It's so disgusting. I mean, you look at that, we got different people running different departments of our country that are not the type of people that you want running anything, okay? And most people are thinking, oh my gosh, man, this is the end. This is the United States is coming to the end. Maybe Abba let this happen to wake more people up. What do you think? You think maybe that all of this is happening in order to wake more people up? And what you see happening over the next few months and over the next 33 years is going to wake more people up that's ever been waking up on this planet ever. Okay. So somebody can't hear me. Are you hearing me okay, Lama?
Yes, I hear you fine, brother.
Look at this. They're like blocking people from hearing my audio. Random discrimination of listening to our audio. But let's get into some questions about this, because again, we're really, you know, we really want to help as many people as possible,
Amen.
Not only survive, but to thrive like they've never done in their life before. Remember, we've got to help Abba bring heaven to earth. And if you don't think that's going to be funded, and you don't think the wealth of the wicked is going to the righteous, I don't know what to say to you. And there's not enough stewards on this planet right now to handle this magnitude of wealth transfer that's going to happen.
Okay.
If we invade every aspect of this planet, meaning God's people, the media, right? AI, everything. You know, what has the other side of the equation done? They've taken over the pillars of society, which are getting ready and in the process of being taken back from them. But when we take them back, when Abba takes them back through us, we can never let our guard down again. We can never let evil people indoctrinate our children and teach them perversion that's just ridiculous, and all the things that they're doing to indoctrinate our children to hate their country and to hate the people in the past. Listen, the United States is not perfect. There's no country on this planet that's perfect. Not one. But I could tell you what, the United States of America has had more to do with spreading the word of God throughout the world than any other country in the history of the planet. And I can tell you, will it be shaken? It is being shaken, and it's going to be shaken more. But will you see the greatest revival in the history of this planet, not only in the United States, but all around the world? You will. And you will see God's people taking over all the pillars of society. and God raising his government up. And these people aren't going to be able to do nothing about it. They can squirm, they can yell, they can scream, they can pull their hair out of their head if they want to. But at the end of the day, they're going to lose. They're going to lose big. And if they don't turn themselves around and start focusing on what's right, they're going to lose this lifetime on this planet. And then they're going to recycle back into whatever. Okay. But, you know, it's, I'm excited, Brother Versace. I know you're excited. Me and you are like kids, you know, waking up on a Christmas morning every single day. Not that the Lama's life is perfect without one issue. Not that the Patriot's life is perfect without one issue. We have families. We have friends. We have people in our lives that are not where we're at. Okay. We're on our journey. Don't try to change your significant other. Don't try to change your children. Don't try to change your friends or your business partners. Just pray for Abba for it to be his will and his way, and he'll do everything for you. You won't have to do too much when it comes to all of the people around you. He'll start making the moves and making the changes for you, because if you truly want to do what you're destined here to do, he's not going to let anybody stand in your way. Nobody. Not a significant other, not children, not business partners, nothing. I'm watching it happen in my own life. Okay. And the Lama's watched it happen in his life too. So let's take some questions. We got some questions about anything here today that we've been talking about. And also, again, folks that are in the circle of life, whether you're in the free, you're in the private membership, you're in the advanced training, or you're a teacher, an adept trainer, put down what's going on for you. Is it helping you? Is it not helping you? Is it good? Is it bad? Whatever. Put the truth down. That's what we want. We want the truth. Then help us spread this live. Help us spread it all over so more and more people can see it. It's really important. Just like what happened with that post that we showed you. You know, 80-some thousand people sharing that post. That's a beautiful thing. We need 85,000 people sharing this. Okay?
Amen.
The words on that post were beautiful. But what the words are in this is important, that we get it to as many people as possible. So please share it, share it, share it. Okay, from I think it's Brother Penny or Sister Penny. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
A friend asked me about Revelation chapter 11, about two prophets who would lie dead in the streets in Israel. Will that happen? I'll send that to you, Brother Versace. About the two prophets that are in Revelation chapter 11. You want to fill?
Well, that's a very interesting one. The lie dead. I'll need to run that one by the Lamasery before I speak just from the cuff about that.
Okay, so all right.
Let me go back to that. So ask that question either next time. If you're in our network, you know, or if you're in training tomorrow, you can ask tomorrow too. But or if not, I'll see you next week. I'll have your answer. I just like to answer it officially.
Absolutely. Oh, well, here's another one. Can you talk more about attitude of gratitude during the lean times?
Well, I'm going to say something to you now, okay? And it might sound a little bit cold or distance or little detached, probably more detached than anything else. We call that Meregi. What I learned as I shifted gears is that when things are happening in our life that we really don't want to happen, whether it's family relationships, bank accounts, investments, careers, it's the Heavenly Father, His Holy Spirit. If you're into the new age, you could say the universe. It's reminding you that you're not vibrating right. It's reminding you, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need to do that a little bit more. I am off my compass, right? So your compass a little, you know, you have a compass, right? The compass kind of reminds me of what Einstein talked about FM and AM band on the radio. He said, you know, thought number one is creative, right? So we always like to talk about our concept of the CIA, the creator in action, co-creator with the divine. If thought's creative, then what he's saying, Einstein says, you're sending out a pulsing signal just like on an FM pole. And then that is coming back to you. It's reflective. Now, it's a real interesting thing that we've discovered, but over a length of time, you changing the way you think will change the whole environment, how it shows up in your life. But this is another thing that we have found, because not only in your 4D body is most of your mental energy, most of your emotional energy is in your 4D. And this is what they have found. When I do whatever I can do to make me all of a sudden laugh, make me feel better about myself, that could be going to a movie, that could be going for a walk, that could be punching in your favorite comedian on YouTube, which is free. You know, one of my favorite was always watching Red Skeleton do his Clem Cadiddle Hopper skit, and I would just roll on the floor and start laughing. You know somebody's really a comedian when all they have to do is pantomime, and they don't even have to say anything, and they make you laugh. See, there's a saying in scripture that says, resaging means God's joy. And so it says, joy is of the saints, and only they can put it on. So let's imagine we're all called to holiness, and let's imagine within the tomb of your emotional self, your soul knows that if it resurrects your joy, you're going to step into your life. And let me tell you, sometimes when you're in the most pain, when you're in the most discomfort, when things all see like, you know, as we say in the South, they're going to hell in a handbasket, if you can shift for a moment and just turn to God and say, you know, I know, Lord, you're the one in control. See, I think Jimmy got all those likes and all those views because the Heavenly Father said, those are my words. I want to show Facebook that I'm in control. They're not in control. I think when you share with God that you have his confidence and you know that he always has your back. I mean, ask yourself this. No matter what you're struggling with, for whatever the reason, the Heavenly Father has kept you around to overcome that. You ever thought about that for a minute? How many people in your life has he taken out and you bared witness to it? How many times did somebody almost run you off the road, but you lived? How many times did the hurricane come whizzing by, but missed you? How many times did you see your loved ones financially devastated, but you still had food on the table and you still had a roof over your head? See, sometimes we don't think there's anything to be thankful, but when we pause for a minute, remember the first thing to be thankful for is that God gave you life. And even before this physical birth, he gave you spiritual life. And then your mother and father with him gave you physical life. And now he's calling you to have this next birth. And Jesus said, that's the birth of the holy fire, born of the water and born of the fire of the Father. See, I think we have a lot to be thankful for. Just turn to him and find something to have gratitude about, watch your whole life turn upside down for the better. Back to you, brother.
Well, again, I'd love to be here all day with you, brothers and sisters, but we are now 90 minutes into this, and we want to get that beautiful prayer from our brother Lama, and also prayer for our brothers and sisters in Florida, but also prayer for you and all you folks, what we're getting ready to go through here on 11-11. So go ahead, my brother.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have brought us together in your light and love and in your healing blessing. Thank you that you pour upon us the abundance of your Holy Son. And thank you wherever the people are, whether they're in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever the pathway of the storm goes, that you will put them in the eye of the storm where there's peace. Peace beyond understanding, because we know that the Holy Spirit through you is our comforter. And it is making us feel that comfort, feeling that veil of protection of all your angels of light and glory surround us, put their wings around us, and bring us in close to you. We know that our guardian angel is always looking over us with legions of angels of light, bringing blessings upon the children of light of this country in America and also all over the world. You're taking this globe, this earth, and you're bringing it within our light center, within the center of our being. And the angels are teaching us to wrap our arms around this world and to love this world. Because if we are to love our Heavenly Father, then we also have to love His creation. To you, we are so honorable and humbled to be with you, Lord. And the thought that you gave us life, and now you want us to share in the expansion of your love. It's to you and your eternal Son that we give all homage and all glory. Amen.
Amen. We love you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We will see you again next week. Take care. Again, love you all very much.